Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Mental Note. I'm your host, Purpose Vision. Guys, it's 9:30 in the morning, Saturday morning. Are you awake? Did you party last night, Friday night? Did you stay up late? Listen, the call-in number is 347-215-8667. It's going to be a short show this morning. Normally my show is 30 minutes, but this morning I'm only going to be on for 15 minutes, guys, so it's going to be a pretty quick show. But at any rate, got some good stuff for you. I was just reading here on AOL News all the celebs that are in trouble. You know, the CNN reporter, he was arrested for having meth in his pocket on Friday in Central Park. He had a small amount of meth in his pocket. But wouldn't you know it, he avoided jail time by agreeing to undergo drug counseling and therapy. It's funny because you wish that sometimes anyway that some people that you know, if they get caught with drugs, that all they have to do is go to drug counseling and therapy and all is well. But most of the time they have to do jail time. That's normally the reality of the situation. Did you hear about Bridget Bardot? Seems that she's been given a 2-month suspended sentence and a hefty fine for anti-Muslim statements made in a letter to France's then Interior Minister, Nicolas Sarkozy. I don't know what that's about. She's made some anti-Muslim statements. But did you hear about, Bill Maher? Or who is it, I should say? Bill Maher was calling the Pope, what do you say about the Pope? He said that he was, a Nazi, I think. Something crazy. And then, you know, he always is talking about how Catholicism is a religion full of, like, pedophiles and all this stuff. So, you know, pedophile sexual abusers and, you know, child molesters. Can't even get it out. I'm really not even awake this morning, guys. I'm just kind of mumbling through, so bear with me. I put on my MySpace the other day that I have my nights and days confused. It seems that I've been, like, can't sleep at night, and then I sleep during the day, and then I'm up at night. And it's crazy because really I need to be sleeping at night and up in the daytime, I know, but it's like, I don't know, I feel like a baby right now. I can't get my days and nights together. But at any rate, back to the scandalous size of the stars. Vanilla Ice, guys, you remember Vanilla Ice, landed himself in handcuffs with a domestic battery charge after he reportedly shoved his wife during an argument. And they had his mugshot on AOL. He looks really crazy. So anyway, Mishka Barton, seems that she was pulled over and arrested. This is back in December in West Hollywood for DUI and driving on a suspended license. And she was sentenced to 3 years probation and ordered into an alcohol education program on Thursday. Now, she was driving with DUI on a suspended license. Wow. And all she gave is 3 years probation and sent to drug and alcohol school. Okay. I mean, it trips me out, the light sentences that some people get versus other people. I mean, I don't know. How do you feel about that? Do you find that to be a common occurrence, that, you know, money kind of bails you out easily versus if you didn't have any, you would be doing more time? I mean, you know, people hate to really talk about the reality of the situation, which is that, you know, if you have money, I mean, the law is just different for you than it is for those of us who, you know, may not have as much money. It's just a trip to me how that is. Guys, stick around. I will be back with more Mental Note right here, Blog Talk Radio. I have a Mountain Wings moment that I wanted to read before the end of the show. It says, the devil left his bags. It's pretty interesting. So stick around. I'll be right back.
Took a shower, dressed, cleaned up my place. Beaming all the way down the 4:30. Can't wait to get home. Nah, girl, I got something else to do.
Don't be frontin' with your girls, for real.
Go ahead, really, get your groove on. 'Cause tonight my man's coming through.
All right, guys. Actually, I was getting ready to read The Devil Left His Bags, but in the midst of that, which was yesterday's Mountain Wings, but in the midst of that, I read today's, and I think today's is just as good, so I think I'll read it. It's called The Only Way to Get There. It's Mountain Wings number 4201. I was settling in my seat on a flight from Paris to Atlanta. The lady next to me was from Kentucky. The flight was 10 hours. "It's going to be a long flight," I remarked. "It's the only way to get there," she replied. It was a Mountain Wings moment. She was absolutely right. There were other ways to get from Paris to Atlanta, but they sure weren't any faster. Train, boat, car, bus, or some combination would get me back to Atlanta, but surely not faster or more comfortable than the Boeing 777. Some of the situations in life are like that. You've a long way to go, and it will take you a long time, but it's the only way to get there. Once we realize that, the ride is a lot more pleasant. The same trip 100 years ago would have taken weeks or months. I had 9 movies to choose from. I had dinner. I had several channels of music to listen to. I had my laptop computer on which I'm writing this now. I wasn't in first class. I was in coach, and I am nearly 6'4". My knees were pressed against the front seat, so I wasn't exactly in the greatest comfort possible. Then the person in front of me leaned the seat all the way back. My knees went crunch. The Kentucky lady sitting next to me offered to change seats with me since she wasn't as tall. I was surrounded both by inconsiderateness and kindness, just as you are. I simply slid my legs under the seat and managed quite well for 10 hours. If you have a long way to go in your relationship, in your finances, in your health, and even though you aren't in the greatest comfort possible, realize it's the only way to get there. And the sooner you realize that, the sooner you can lean back and enjoy the ride. Yeah, that's what it is, guys. Sometimes you just have to lean back and enjoy the ride, that which we call life. It's your girl, Purpose Vision, right here, Blog Talk Radio. Catch me each and every morning, 9:30 a.m., for another dose of mental note, be it live or archive, because sometimes I'm not live 9:30 in the morning, but I will try and be most days. Guys, I really enjoy speaking with you, and I hope to talk to you soon in all things peace and love. Talk to you soon. Bye.